I don't think you feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be or couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I said, see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore, it's with security. I'm outside.
The Girl Scout Troop 1819, Coxsackie, Athens. And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA
at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can be...
God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me see, woke up this morning, got out of my bed, I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh dear, you told it to get back and behave.
Oh my, another blessing.
Seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering he brought me through. On wide open, he always welcomed me.
and I can walk.
Another blessing.
I got the tongue, y'all, and I can talk.
Another blessing.
Even the air that I receive.
Another blessing.
I got my lungs, and I can breathe. When I look around, I can see.
Another blessing.
All the blessings that He's given to me. Bless my family, and they're doing fine.
Another blessing.
Another blessing. Hey, Happy New Year, everybody out there. Happy New Year. It's good to be here in 2022 with you. Yes, beloved. Here we are, WGXC, where there is a bright side somewhere with me. Hallelujah, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I bring you greetings of joy and happiness, yes, because God's got another blessing. We got some blessings following that one, too, just for you. I had you on my mind. Ah, beloved, here with my friend, AI audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. Mr. Randall, how are you this first Sunday in the new year?
We made it. We made it through the 2021. Looking forward to 2022.
Amen. And that is the story. Hallelujah. That is the goal. That is the mission, to make it through. Hallelujah. Well, God gave us another blessing this morning. Yes, He did. We woke up this morning to a bright sunshine. Yes, beloved. And we are here. You know, it's all psychological, but it works, doesn't it? A new year, a new beginning, a fresh start. Yes, beloved. Another blessing. Got two eyes, I got two hands, I got two feet. But you know what? There are people who don't have two working eyes or two working hands or two working feet. And they got a blessing too, because God makes a way. Oh my goodness. I get so excited, you know, when I start thinking about the goodness of the Lord and start talking about that goodness. Yes, I get excited. All right, I'm going to come down a little bit. It's kind of early in the morning for some of y'all. I'm going to come down a little bit. Tune it down a little bit. But I want to just thank God, truly. Don't know what 2022 is really going to bring. I mean, the scripture prophecies, they give us some inklings. We'll be talking about those things as we go through the year, as God allow. But what I do know is the same God that got us through 2021 is the same God that's going to be with us in 2022. And with God, there's really nothing we can't do. We can make it. Amen. Hallelujah. And we can make it great. So to God be the glory for the good news in that. All right, beloved, listen, we've got some music for you back to back to back. Yes, seven songs. We're going to get through these seven songs before I come back to share my spiritual social commentary for today. I don't believe He brought me this far to leave me. Yes, beloved, that's our song. That's what you can say too. You came this far, He hasn't brought you this far to leave you. That project is by James Cleveland and the Salem Inspirational Choir. And it's all about help. God just kept leading me to songs talking about help. And so, yes, want you to know there's help on the way for you. Hallelujah. You're going to make it through. Praise be to God. In 2022. Yes, beloved, help is on the way. We got a project called Help by Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. Hold on, help is on the way. Miss Whitney Houston, the late great. Help is on the way, Mr. Toby Mack. Yes, he can, like Kane. And hold on, change is coming. Sounds of Blackness. After I'm a Believer by Rhett Walker, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. Oh, listen to this and be blessed.
Believe he brought me this far to leave. Well, why don't y'all sing? Can I get a witness here tonight? Yes, sir. I don't know about you tonight, but I've been running for Jesus a long time. And there's something about walking with him. Hallelujah. Every day gets sweeter than the day before. And for some reason, I don't mind the pitfalls. Because every time I get to one, he's right there. God Almighty. And I can say just like that old mother said that night. Don't feel no wasted love. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be. I don't believe he bring me this far and just leave me. I'm gonna say it one more time. I don't.
When you can't talk to anyone around you, don't forget to look up.
I know it seems like the rain just won't end. Assure you that it will.
Try to be strong.
You try to be strong and keep it all in.
But inside.
But inside you wish someone knew what you feel.
Let me remind you.
Let me remind you.
You have a friend.
We have a friend in Jesus.
right when we need them. Got everything you need. Come on, let's sing.
So when the load gets too heavy to bear,
and it seems
life won't treat you fair,
there is a place
where say, you can catch your care.
Take it to Jesus.
Take it to Him.
Yeah.
You are our help,
and we believe that.
And we believe that.
Yeah.
say yeah.
We won't be defeated.
Just win.
Just win.
Just look up and say it right here.
We need your help.
You are our help.
You are our help.
Yes, you are, Lord.
And we believe that you're sending help.
We need your help.
We need your help.
You are our
help. You are our help.
And we believe.
And we believe that you're sending help.
I promise you that God is sending help your way. Hallelujah. Somebody worship God right there.
But he's in the darkness, he's in the cold, just like the morning. He always shows.
He always shows.
It may be midnight or midday, it's never early.
So yeah.
Yes, he did. And yes, he can. He did it before. He'll do it again. I'm here to tell you, don't quit in the dip. There's a bright side somewhere. And right now, right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for listening ears. And this is There's a Bright Side Somewhere. We've got more music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Coming up next, we have Sounds of Blackness. Hold on. Change is coming. Oh, yes. And I'm a believer, Mr. Rhett Walker. Don't go nowhere. Stay right here.
Stop us now, going through some way, somehow. We are gonna make it on through.
Bust.
Hold on, don't worry about a thing. it different now. Now that my heart's been found, nothing really feels the same. I hold my head a bit higher, I lift my voice a bit louder. Yeah, something inside has changed.
I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer, 'cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singer, testifier, 'cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. I am a believer.
I know this is not my home. I know I don't walk alone. No matter what comes my way, I have peace through the trouble. I have joy through the struggle. Now my hope's in a brighter day.
I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer, 'cause I've been set free.
That's Mr. Rhett Walker. I am a believer. I am a believer. He's a believer. You're a believer. If you're not a believer, become a believer. Amen. Hallelujah. Mr. Walker said it best. I am a water walker, mountain mover, gospel preacher, heart on fire, testifier. Yes, 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 beloved. That's who I am. And I am so blessed. And I'm going to say favored of God to be able to come and share some thoughts with you on these Sunday morning shows. So here we go. You know, we are at the start of a new year. And I was seeking God. I shared the word of God on New Year's Eve is a crossover message, wonderful service of virtual experience with Payne Amy Church and St. James Amy Church and Overcomer Ministries. Just wonderful this past Christmas Eve night. And I was seeking God for, you know, the message to cross over into 2022. And what I believe I received is so basic, but it is also so profound. I believe God was saying to me, tell the people to believe and be blessed, to believe and be blessed. And listen, beloved, I'm not talking name it and claim it. I'm not talking, you know, prosperity gospel or any of that stuff. This is basic. Believe and be blessed. It took me back to not too long ago. I was looking at this documentary about Colin Kaepernick, and, you know, he had been a very gifted athlete in three sports in his lifetime, in his youth. And in high school, he was playing basketball, soft baseball, and football. And he really, really excelled in baseball, even though he was the high school quarterback, and they were, you know, having some very impressive seasons, and his talents was definitely on display. But his coach, his family, even his friends were like telling him, oh, you're going to have a wonderful career in baseball. Your future in baseball is so bright. But he had something inside of him that wouldn't let him go. And he told people he's going to be a quarterback. That's what he wanted to do, play in the NFL and be a quarterback. And when things really got rough, he said his father came on board to his vision and sent out over 100 DVDs of his highlights to colleges all around the country, and not one showed interest in him. He was just about ready to give up. Amen. And as we get, and you know, some of us who know Colin Kaepernick, we know that he went on. He did get assigned to the San Francisco 49ers in 2011, and he led them to the Super Bowl the very next year. And in this documentary, if he gets to the end of the documentary, he writes his younger self a letter. And what would he say to his younger self? In this letter, he told his younger self to believe in your power. And he threw a panoramic view of all of the points in his life where he was discouraged, he was depressed, he was dismissed, he was set aside, he was betrayed, he was overlooked. He looked at all of these different things in this panoramic view, and in each time he would say to himself, believe in your power. And beloved, I was thinking about those four important words, believe in your power. And I said, you know what? If we believe in our personal power to make our lives different, to make our homes what we need and want them to be, to make our futures brighter, if we could believe in that power, oh my God, if we could tell our children, instead of telling them, you're not cute enough, you're not smart enough, you're not tall enough, you know, you're not, in essence, good enough, but if we could tell them, baby, believe in your power. You want to sing, believe in your power. You want to play basketball and you're not 6 foot tall, believe in your power. If we would work on those four words, and those four words led me to what else I believe God wanted me to share. Makes so much sense. It's so basic, but yet it's so profound. We have to believe in the power of prayer. Believe in the power of prayer. And believe me, beloved, when I tell you, there are so many who can testify down through the ages, the scriptures, the holy rites. They tell us about people who sought God intensely and prayed. There's power in prayer. Sometimes we have a misconception about what prayer is. We think that prayer is call and response. I call a God and he responds. We think that it's calling Jesus up on the main line so we can tell him what we want. But prayer is power, beloved. It is the power that breaks through the walls and barriers that blocks us from seeing God in the most adverse situations. It is power to come out of hiding in the shadows because of our sin. And the twin cousins of sin, guilt and shame. It is power given to us by God to come into his presence with singing and enter his courts with praise in the midst of our most difficult days. Prayer is power, beloved, and we have to believe in the power of prayer. God told Moses way back when, if my people called by my name would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face and pray, I'll hear their prayers and I'll heal their land. Beloved, I am a believer. Jesus told us that we could pray. We should pray without ceasing. We should pray in his name. Hallelujah. Which brings me to another thing that we need to make sure to believe in 2022. And that is in the power of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. I know there are people who try to say he's a mystical figure, a mythical figure. But beloved, there are too many people for too many millenniums that will tell you that he's real and who have experienced his life inside of them, just as he said, I'll be with you. And he is. We have to believe in the power of his name. We can't just let the name go by. Well, all roads lead to God. And, you know, Jesus was a good man. No, there's power in his name. Hallelujah, beloved. He told us, in my name, you can cast out devils. He told us, hallelujah, that in his name, in John 14:14, we can come to the Father and we can make our request known to God in his name. Listen, in Philippians 2:9 and in Hebrews 1:4, the word of God tells us that a name was given to Jesus above every name for his obedience, even to death on the cross. There's power in that name. And beloved, you're going to have to believe in the power of that name, because the time is coming, and now is when it is going to be challenged, and you're going to be accused of, thinking you're elite, or thinking you're this, or think because you believe in the name of Jesus. Don't let nobody shake you from believing in the name of Jesus. That's what it means to be a Christian, that we follow Christ, that we believe in him, and we believe in the power of his name. We believe in him as the word of God, which brings me to the other thing we have to make sure we believe, and that's in the power of the word of God. Believe in the power of the word of God, the promises that God has made. I'm not talking about all the different rules and things that people want you to live by and tell you have to live by. There's something about Jesus in your life that tells you how you ought to live, that calls you when you wrong, calls you out when you wrong, won't let you rest till you make it right. Hallelujah. Or will give you grace if you can't. Hallelujah, beloved. There's power in God's promises, in his word. And he says, hallelujah, that he will honor his word even above his name in Psalm 138. He tells us faith comes by hearing the word of God. We got to hear the word of God. Romans 10:17 tells us, and John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Beloved, I'm just about out of time. I can't go any further right now, but I just want you to know that in 2022, to make it through, you're going to have to believe like never before. You're going to have to believe in your own power. Hallelujah. You're going to have to believe God gave you power. He said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the work of the enemy, the power of the enemy. I give you power. Believe in your power, beloved. Hallelujah. Dig deep and hold on. Don't let go. Believe in the power of the word of God. Believe in the power of the name of Jesus. Believe in the love that God has for you. Believe, beloved. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, in the age of virtual reality and artificial intelligence, alternative facts and fake news, you know better have what you know and believe what you got. Listen, beloved, we're going to have tests and times that are coming, and what we believe is going to be tested, and what we believe is going to get us through the test. So come on here, somebody. Go through this journey with me. I am a believer. Oh, yes, I am. I know you're a believer, and hallelujah. If you're not a believer, there's always a starting point. I wasn't born this way, but God got me here, and I'm grateful. I know in whom I believe. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying believe and be blessed in 2022. You have a great breakthrough. You just got to hold on and believe. We got more music with a message for your heart, your mind, and soul coming right up right now. And that's Miss B.B. Winans. Yes, sing and believe for it. Believe for it, beloved. Hallelujah.
They say this mountain can't be moved. They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way. The tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name.
the impossible. Speak to the mountain and command it to move.
You said it, I believe it. You said it, it is done. You said it, I believe it. You said it is done. Can you help me sing?
You said,
yes, you did.
Yes, beloved, we got to believe. Listen, God said, hallelujah, that his word goes forth. It accomplishes what pleases him and it prospers where he sends it. The word of God is coming forth and prophecies are being fulfilled. We got to believe that too. Amen. God is not just Santa Claus to give a wish list and make him fulfill it. Hallelujah. We got to believe what he said, beloved. And I tell you, you can have peace in the midst of all this turmoil, chaos and confusion when you know what the books say, and hallelujah, you believe. So God loves you. I love you too. I want you to be blessed in 2022. God wants that for you, even as prophecies are fulfilled. January is an interesting month, beloved. We have the birthday celebration honoring the birth of the prophet of our age, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, hallelujah, who called us to remember that we are all members of one race, the human race. We're all human beings, hallelujah. And just because you disagree with where somebody was born or what the color of somebody's skin doesn't mean that God made a mistake. Amen. God knows what he's doing. So let's get with his program. We're celebrating Martin Luther King this month. Yes, we are. Is celebrating Epiphany on Thursday, when the birth of Jesus was confirmed by the visitors. Hallelujah, the King is born. The theme for Martin Luther King Day, I've just overlooked, is It Begins With Me. Yes, hopefully we'll have more information about our celebration here in Columbia County. The call-in number for participating in virtual expression of celebration and honor. Our Tuesday afternoon shows this year. We're just excited about our lineups for this year. Invite you to join Mr. Martin and myself on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. right here on WGXC. Listen, I want to say to all of you who are having birthdays this month, a blessed happy birthday to you. And may you enjoy a healthy and happy and prosperous new year in the things of God. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And I'm getting ready to get out of here. But I just want to remind you and let some know that I know it doesn't matter how gray the day or how low and dark the clouds may be. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. And there is a bright side somewhere. So don't quit in the dip. Here we go with one last song for you, your heart, your soul, and your mind. And until next time, you stay blessed. Here we go. All of my help, and yours too. This is Mr. Ricky Dillard and Company. All of my help.